Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, let's talk about the Epstein files. We are moving quickly toward a vote on the House floor to release the Epstein files, and the Trump administration has very quickly and suddenly switched their tone on this whole thing. Trump saying, oh yeah, just release the files. I think everybody should vote yes. I'll sign the bill, blah, 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 blah. That should scare everybody. There is something up Donald Trump's sleeve here. The guy is backed into a corner with, I'd argue, the most political pressure against him since the aftermath of January 6th. Right after January 6th, we saw Marjorie Taylor Greene leave Donald Trump. We see a lot of Trump supporters really upset about this, especially upset about this while inflation explodes, while the economy sucks, while he's not doing all of the other things he promised. And this obviously being one of his main promises, he doesn't want to release the Epstein files. So he's backed into a corner. There's a bunch of political pressure and he's trying to wiggle his way out. Let's talk about all of this. Before we do, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately. I've really been trying to grow my channel. It would mean a lot if you checked it out right down below. Just hit the link. Why not? It goes such a long way on this channel, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, punch back against a lot of the misinformation we see from this administration. And we're trying to do so by uplifting Gen Z voices moving into 2026, 2028, and beyond. So if you want to help us out, grow this community, and be a part of it, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel. It goes such a long way. Let's start here this morning on Capitol Hill, Mike Johnson. Take a listen.
All right. Number five, national security concerns, okay? The discharge requires the Attorney General to release within 30 days, quote, classified information to the maximum extent possible. This ignores the principle that declassification should always rest and always has rested with the agency that originated the intelligence. Why? So that they can protect their critical sources and methods. It is incredibly dangerous to demand that officials or employees of the DOJ declassify materials that originated in other agencies, in intelligence agencies.
Wow, Mike Johnson calling the release of the Epstein files, the vote to release the files, quote, dangerous. And we know it's BS, right? This was Mike Johnson's justification for not supporting the Epstein discharge petition. This makes me want to see what's in the files even more. This was posted this morning. Let's take a look here. Dangers of the discharge petition if not amended. Victim privacy, innocent persons, risks disclosure of non-credible allegations, creating new victims, potential abuse materials being released. This, first of all, this is all BS, right? Because obviously, you know, things like, for example, number three, would be redacted. And the other stuff I think is really disingenuous, right? Because you've probably seen now the ad that's gone very viral of the Epstein survivors, the family members saying, you know, please release these files. Give us justice. We've gone through so much pain. Of course, Mike Johnson doesn't give a damn about any of that. He has sold out. Number four, future investigations provides no protections for whistleblowers, declassification, blah, 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 blah. The guy is scared. And the thing is, MAGA knows it. Like I said, we are really seeing, not just from, you know, Capitol Hill, a lot of Donald Trump's main people starting to, his base really start to crack. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump have broken up. That's insane. That is crazy, right? So we've seen, not just on Capitol Hill, a lot of his support fall apart, but also with individuals like Benny Johnson, big MAGA creators. Take a listen to Benny Johnson here. He is fed up. And this is a guy who loves Donald Trump, who stays in Trump Tower all the time in Chicago or New York and goes, and you know, to the White House. And he doesn't believe in anything, of course. He's, you know, sold his soul and the American people out for pictures at Mar-a-Lago to, you know, suck up to Donald Trump. But still pretty telling when he says stuff like this. Take a listen.
All right, enough. I've heard it, and I'm done with it. I've heard it, and I'm sick of it. Honestly, I'm sick of it. Life's not fair, you know? Like, sometimes there are just, like, unfortunate political realities. Things snowball, and life's just not fair. And really terrible stuff has happened to me in the public arena, and so on and so forth, and every single day. Like, just, you know, like, just check the comment section. It's just, like, this is the world that you play in, right? And and people get bulldozed and it sucks sometimes and it's just not fair. But there are also political realities. And the political reality of the current moment is that the evils of what Jeffrey Epstein did and the protection around Jeffrey Epstein, the racket of government protection around this international pederast that let him out of jail, that gave him a slap on the wrist, that gave him his own wing of the prison, that gave everybody immunity around him, that allowed him to operate and abuse these women. That's more important to destroy and for the American people to understand what that was. And sometimes you just got to do things for the greater good. Now,
Benny Johnson really upset here. And I don't know if you could see the comments in the bottom right, kind of small, hard to see, but people are saying, I'm sick of this. Someone said, I'm sick of this spin. I can't stand Mike Johnson. I don't know how it's possible that these people are this upset about something so intense, obviously. This isn't like, oh, upset because Donald Trump's doing something politically wrong. This is, again, Donald Trump and the Epstein files, somebody who has done such heinous, disgusting things in his life, and people deserve justice, and Donald Trump is effectively protecting Jeffrey Epstein and protecting himself, right? Because he was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. It's pretty clear that Donald Trump was involved in a lot of this in some way. So it is kind of weird to me to see them so upset, but then somehow not just make the simple connection that, Donald Trump's not just protecting Epstein, he's protecting himself. And anytime a reporter asks about this, Donald Trump gets very upset.
Is there something incriminating in the files, sir?
That's Donald Trump saying quiet, quiet piggy to a reporter. Her name is not Piggy, by the way. I don't know if that's supposed to be some type of insult. I mean, it's just, first of all, it's gross. It's disgusting. It's not how a leader should act. I also think, you can let me know in the comments what you think, but this video like freaks me out. It's very clear that Donald Trump is comfortable getting in a woman's face like that, frankly. Like that's the voice of a man who I think, you know, when a woman upsets him, he may do things that he shouldn't be doing. I'm not sure what I can say, you know, in terms of the YouTube algorithm, but I think you get what I'm saying. You know, he's putting his hand right in her face and quiet, quiet. It's gross. It's disgusting. You can let me know what you think. Regardless of how much they would like to push this away, they cannot escape. I love this clip. I made a video for this on my YouTube channel as well. This is a woman who went on Fox News. And basically, this is what's happening on Fox all the time now. They cannot get away from it. Take a listen.
Sure, anything, but all right, so I do have a question. I tried to get an answer out of you on radio. Mm-hmm. Okay. The question is, when did you notice Joe Biden's cognitive decline? And don't change the subject and deflect. When did you really notice it?
Well, I think it was through all of the times that Donald Trump has fallen asleep in public and talked about, you know, magnets getting wet in the last few, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom had dementia, so I recognize it.
Stephanie. This is not, it's a very good deflection. You're a professional.
You know what else is great about
Biden's decline
is that Trump is all over the Epstein files, and I'm wondering if they're going to release those. Are you covering that tonight?
Not really, because the woman that apparently they're talking about is the one that said he was a gentleman and never did anything wrong. And the person that had a grudge was the guy that got thrown out of Mar-a-Lago 25 years ago. And by the way, when you get thrown out of a club in Palm Beach, Florida, that's kind of a big deal. And it's very humiliating and embarrassing. And he was a convicted pedophile. So I'm not exactly putting a lot
Trump
of gospel
was,
truth in what
Trump
he said.
Trump was mad that
so
he was stealing his
question.
Girls. But yeah.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that is so, so good. I believe this woman's name is Stephanie. Shout out to Stephanie. She did so good on Fox. There's other clips of this, but essentially, you know, Fox trying to say, oh, back her into a corner. It's like, oh, this or this. And she says, that's crazy because Trump is in the Epstein files. And again, it's so disingenuous for Sean Hannity to go with that angle. Obviously, as Stephanie mentions, with someone like Virginia Giuffre, as her family has said, it's interesting that individuals like this never want to talk about the realities of how her family feels about this, saying, you know, the president is talking about our daughter like she's an object, because Donald Trump's saying, quote, Jeffrey Epstein stole her from me, referring to Virginia Giuffre. These people are so dishonest. It's honestly gross. They'll do anything for money and fame, frankly. Sean Hannity will say whatever is useful to keep his show on Fox News. Donald Trump posted this on Truth Social, as I said on Friday night aboard Air Force One, to the fake news media. House Republicans should vote to release the Epstein files because we have nothing to hide, and it's time to move on from this Democrat hoax perpetrated by radical left lunatics in order to deflect from the great success of the Republican Party, blah, 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 blah. He's essentially undermining Mike Johnson here, number one. But number two, again, that should scare people because that is an intense flip for Trump and the administration to take. And I think a lot of the reason he is flipping here is because he's ordered Pam Bondi to reopen the investigation that he closed because the files don't exist or something. It's so confusing. The files existed, then they didn't, then they did, then they didn't. No investigation, investigation, no investigation. But they've reopened the investigation, and now what he's going to do is say, I'm going after Democrats with this investigation. Like, you know, he said, I want to go investigate Democrats' relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. And so when they do vote to release the files, he'll have the executive authority to say, well, this part of the files is under investigation, so I can't release that, right? It basically gives him a loophole to keep some of the Epstein files, you know, hidden, to keep them secret. At least that's what I think. You can let me know what you think in the comments down below, but I think it's really important that we don't let him get away with that and we keep talking about it. This is a photo that I actually found on Twitter. I think this is a perfect example of where the country is at with Donald Trump. We have the American flag on the ground, it appears, or near the ground, Donald Trump looking, frankly, like shit. It's a pretty good representation of what's going on right now. And again, why is Donald Trump scared? It's so easy to be objective here. You know, this is an email from Ghislaine Maxwell to Jeffrey Epstein. I've been thinking about that. In relation to what? That Ghislaine Maxwell said, quote, I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. Victim's name, spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned, police chief, etc. I'm 75% there. I've been thinking about that. No matter how they try to spin this, it's so simple. It is very clear that Donald Trump, at the bare minimum, knew exactly what was going on with Jeffrey Epstein, probably partaking in it. And if they can try to spin this all they want and this and this and this, just release the goddamn files. If that wasn't true, release the files. There's a reason that they haven't. Thomas Massie has led a lot of this fight against Donald Trump, led a lot of this fight to release the Epstein files. And this is what he's saying about it right now. I want you to take a listen.
Saying this is a hoax. He's been saying that for months. Well, he's just now decided to investigate a hoax, if it's a hoax. And I have another concern about these investigations that he's announced. If they have ongoing investigations in certain areas, those documents can't be released. So this might be a big smokescreen, these investigations, to open a bunch of them to as a last-ditch effort to prevent the release of the Epstein files.
Donald, they're on to you. Massie there is saying, in effect, that Trump may have lost this battle, but he does have other ways to keep the files from being released.
Yeah, exactly. What I just said a few minutes ago, that this is probably the game plan, and it's good that people are calling it out. Jasmine Crockett has been lighting a fire under Donald Trump and going on places like CNN, showing up and calling out the bullshit. I love Jasmine Crockett. She's one of my favorite representatives. Take a listen.
But I'm not going to. I'm gonna just say he's full of it. Number one.
This is cable. You can cuss.
I'm not going to do it, but I am going to say that he is full of... Okay, I'm going to do it. He's full of shit. Because here's the thing. Number one, we know that he didn't even bring the house back in because he was trying to avoid us dealing with Epstein. In fact, he would not even swear in a duly elected, now new member of Congress, depriving and having to be sued by her state and others because they literally did not have any representation. He violated the Constitution to avoid this. So miss me on pretending that this is about the victims. In addition to that, when we finally released some of the information that we got from the Epstein estate and we had all the victims' names redacted, who was it that was out there saying, oh, and this person is the person that is supposedly mentioned in this section? The Republicans did that, to the extent that that victim's family had to come out against them for revealing potentially her name. So they're full of it. So right now, what I think is going to happen, the only reason that he has switched is because obviously he has had lots of conversations. Either the Senate is not going to take it up or they don't have the votes in the Senate. One of the two. But he never plans for this to actually go forward.
Oh, you think this is going to get killed in the Senate?
I think that this is going to get killed some way, somehow. Or the other option is that I think they're going to do the very same thing, and not necessarily the same thing, but the very reason that the files could not be released before is because there were active cases that were taking place. Mm. All the cases have been concluded because this administration decided they didn't want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. So they weren't going to investigate whatsoever. So now the files can be opened. But now he said, look into my enemies. I want you to investigate this hoax. Well, if there's open cases, then that is your excuse for legally not allowing those documents to be out.
100%. And my argument here is that, again, beautifully said by Jasmine Crockett, my argument here is that if they go down that route, which it appears that they are and they will, it will not work. This issue is different from all the rest. Donald Trump can lie to his base and they'll eat it up all the time on pretty much every issue except this one. The poll numbers have showed it. The conversation with this issue specifically over the last few months have shown it. People are fed up and they're not going to take the bullshit. They're not. The last thing I'll say is this. I know this went really viral on the internet. There were emails that were part of the trove of documents that was released by the Oversight Committee referring to somebody named Bubba, and it said that essentially Donald Trump blew Bubba, and this got quite a bit of press, people trying to figure out who Bubba is. Of course, Bubba could refer to anyone. It just so happens that the name Bubba was mentioned five other times in the files, and every time it was referring to Bill Clinton. This is the email, if you haven't seen it already. This is between Mark Epstein and Jeffrey Epstein. They're emailing back and forth. And if we scroll in here, ask him if Putin has the photos of Trump blowing Bubba. Bubba being referenced in these files as Bill Clinton. But actually, Mark Epstein came out very recently and said that it wasn't Bill Clinton. Mark told the Daily Beast Sunday that he had not been referring to Clinton in his email to Epstein, a convicted sex offender who died while awaiting trial in 2019. Quote, they were simply part of a humorous private exchange between two brothers and were never meant for public release or to be interpreted as serious remarks. For the avoidance of doubt, the reference to Bubba in this correspondence is not in any way a reference to former President Bill Clinton. You can let me know what you think in the comments down below, but social media, I mean, is on fire with this. Every single time the White House posts, they get instantly ratioed by somebody saying, oh, you know, look, who's Bubba? It's Donald. It's like a photo of Donald Trump and Bill Clinton together. Ratioed meaning, you know, whatever comment will get more likes than whatever, you know, the White House posts. The White House cannot get away from this PR issue. And I think this is a pretty funny example. Donald Trump actually just an hour ago in the Oval Office. Take a look at this video.
It's not about me, Mr. President.
Mr. President, and Trump doesn't give a fist pump.
You see Trump grabbing, reaching over, and Brian Tyler Cohen here tweeting, we found Bubba. Everyone is talking about it. You can let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. It's getting absolutely wild. I think it's really important that we keep pushing and talking about this issue, because Donald Trump is really backed into a corner right now. And the American people deserve answers. The survivors of Epstein, the family members, deserve justice. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. I appreciate you watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Auchler. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate all of you. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you in the next video.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.